Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. You know that feeling when your mind is racing a marathon, thoughts bouncing off each other like ping pong balls in a hurricane? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the trenches of stress and burnout, but don't worry, this isn't some doom and gloom lecture. Think of it more like a survival guide for your sanity, packed with practical self-care strategies that actually work. Because let's face it, in today's world, life can feel like an Olympic sport, and who wants to be constantly running on empty? First things first, we need to understand what's causing this stress overload. Is it the constant pressure to achieve, the never-ending news cycle, or maybe just that pile of laundry staring you down? Identifying your stressors is step one in tackling them head-on. Once you know what's draining you, you can start developing personalized strategies to manage it. Now, self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are lovely. It's about prioritizing your well-being on a daily basis. Think of it as investing in yourself. The better you care for your mental and physical health, the more energy you have to tackle life's challenges. One powerful strategy is mindfulness. Ever heard that saying, "Be present"? It's not just some hippie mantra, it's actually science-backed. Taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, observe your thoughts without judgment, and truly appreciate the moment can work wonders for reducing stress. Think of it as hitting the refresh button on your mind. Next up, movement. We're not talking about grueling gym sessions, unless that's your thing. Even a short walk, some yoga stretches, or a good dance party in your living room can do wonders for boosting your mood and releasing those pent-up tensions. Remember, even small bursts of activity can make a big difference. Another crucial aspect is sleep. I know, it's easy to sacrifice sleep when you're busy, but trust me, it's not worth it. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Think of it as recharging your batteries. You need enough energy to function at your best. And finally, don't forget the power of connection. Spending time with loved ones, talking to a trusted friend, or even joining a community group can provide invaluable support and help you feel less alone in your struggles. Remember, we're all in this together. Ever feel like your brain is on overdrive? You know that feeling when you're constantly juggling deadlines, social obligations, and the never-ending to-do list? Imagine this. You're rushing through your morning routine, trying to get ready for work while simultaneously responding to emails and text messages. Your mind is racing, thoughts are scattered, and before you know it, you're already feeling overwhelmed. That's exactly what stress feels like, a constant state of mental and emotional strain that can take a toll on your well-being. But here's the good news. We have the power to manage it. Think of stress as an alarm bell, alerting us to situations that require our attention. Instead of letting it consume us, we can learn to recognize its signals and respond in healthy ways. Imagine this scenario. You're at work and suddenly realize you've forgotten a crucial document for a big presentation. Instead of panicking and spiraling into negativity, take a deep breath and remind yourself that it's okay. This happens to the best of us. Then, calmly assess the situation. Can you quickly contact someone who might have a copy? Can you prioritize other aspects of the presentation while you figure out the document issue? By staying calm and focused, you can navigate this challenge effectively. That's the power of self-care, equipping ourselves with the tools to manage stress and build resilience. Remember, it's not about eliminating stress entirely, because let's face it, that's impossible, but rather about learning to cope with it in a healthy and sustainable way. So next time you feel those stress signals flaring up, remember these strategies: mindfulness, movement, sleep, connection, and take charge of your well-being. Let's recap the key takeaways. Identifying your stressors, practicing mindfulness, moving your body, getting enough sleep, and nurturing your connections can significantly reduce stress and burnout. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for living a fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your favorite self-care strategies in the comments below or tag me on social media using hashtag OverthinkingCure. Together, let's build a community of support and encouragement as we navigate the ups and downs of life. Don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to quiet your mind and reclaim your peace. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.